Hey, Kirk, what's up, man?
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, are you finally ready to wrap this stuff up, the divisional previews?
Yes, this is the all-important last show for that.
Oh, I think we're going to have a fun time because, one, I know for a fact our picks are going to be very different. And then, secondly, after all this is done, we're going to talk about our playoff and Super Bowl predictions. So let's talk some fancy football, dude.
Yes, let's do that.
Oh, hey, we have our most famous guest host on. Dominic is down here. Do you have a question to ask? No. Oh, okay. All right. He doesn't have any questions to ask. He's being shy.
Oh, I can ask him a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
How many wins did the Cleveland Browns, Indianapolis Colts, and Denver Broncos have last year?
Nine.
Nine. He says nine.
That's correct.
It's not that hard. It is not that
So the
hard.
Broncos have five, four.
So they had five. How many did the Colts have?
Four.
Four. So how many does that leave left for the Browns?
Zero.
Zero. That's right. Very
Fantastic.
good.
I thought it'd be a
He
trick
said they
question.
had one win last year.
No, they had one win 2 years ago. They have one win in the last 2 years. Pretty
They're
bad.
really
That's a
good.
record.
This is a clear cut.
No, they were good when I was a kid. Yeah, they were. They were. All right, bud. Hey, go to bed, okay? Okay, go. All right, Kirk. So, hey, let's get on with it. Before we do that, though, do you have a sponsor to talk about?
I do. This one is Creston Valley Meats. They are USDA state and game slaughter and processing plant. Call 805-227-6200. As they like to say, these animals are just dying for you to taste them. And what they're going to do, if you mention fancy for your next barbecue, they'll throw in a gallon of chocolate sauce to douse your ribs with. So.
Oh, I need some of those Harbor Creek recipes for that. Hey,
Yeah.
send in your pictures after you do it.
I will.
We will crown the grill master. I'm talking to all the fans. Hey, after you put the chocolate pudding on your ribs and brisket, make sure you send us pictures. We
Yeah,
love it.
I'll try to show a selfie of me after I've eaten my ribs.
We play our favorite game, cake or ribs. Right, man. Hey, let's get on with it. So, again, this is the last division. We're talking about the NFC West. I really struggled with this division, and I'm going to tell you that between the first place and last place team, a little bit of a spoiler, I have two games separating first place and last place in
Oh,
this
wow.
division.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have the Los Angeles Rams repeating as division champs. Last year they kind of came out of nowhere, and with the new offense, young offensive-minded head coach, they get rid of the fantasy killer known as Jeff Fisher. I only have them going 9-7 this year. Again, I think this division is going to beat each other up.
Yeah.
I think they did overachieve a little bit last year. But what do you have? What do you have the Rams at?
I have the Rams at 10-6. However, I have them finishing second.
Okay. All right. The big splash they made this year in the offseason, so they let go. They had Sammy Watkins. They traded for him last year, let him go, and they bring in Brandon Cooks, who is on his third team in 3 years. He was a wide receiver number two last year, 17th in points per game. He is made better by his quarterbacks. He's had Drew Brees and Tom Brady as his quarterback so far. Not bad. This is the most crowded wide receiver core he's ever been in, and he's got a much lesser quarterback. I'm not high on him this year. What do you think about Brandon Cooks?
It's so hard when you have a guy in a third team in 3 years. I mean, it's never a good sign. You think there'd be some consistency there. So yeah, I feel like this is going to be a down year for him as well. But given his ability, he still could have. I don't think he's going to touch 1,000 yards. But he's never had anything more than 84 receptions, and that was in New Orleans. So, you know, I'm going to think he's going to be right about a 60 to 70 reception year. I think his yards per catch are going to go down, or per reception. He won't be nearly as targeted as he has been in the past. He's had well over 100 targets each year, the last 3 years. So I think a lot of that's going to go down, like you said.
Okay. Hey, fair enough. Robert Woods was a guy who did step up last year, had his best season as a pro. He was 19th in the league points per game. I think Brandon Cooks, though, hurts his value. I think Brandon Cooks cuts in more into his role than Sammy Watkins did. But really, when you break it down last year, even though Robert Woods seemed like a very good fantasy player, he only had 2 weeks as a number one and 3 weeks as a number two. So five really startable weeks. Mm-hmm. Other than that, he was not a great fantasy play. What do you think the addition of Brandon Cooks is going to do to him?
Yeah, I mean, they're two different style players. Robert Woods is a little – I mean, he's not quite the playmaker, I think, as Brandon Cooks. So, I mean, maybe this presents some balance, and maybe their, you know, maybe their numbers will be per game, depending upon who's hot. So there may be some balance with Jared Goff being able to spread the ball around. So I feel like they're going to duplicate each other. So what you see from Brandon Cooks, you'll probably get the same about the same numbers from Robert Woods.
Okay. Well, I mean, when we start talking about that, I've got one more receiver to talk about, and that's Cooper Kupp, who, you know, had, you know, almost 900 yards last year. He was very relevant in PPR games. He was very relevant inside the 10-yard line. They looked to him a lot. I mean, just at what point is there too many mouths to feed for Jared Goff?
Well, I think Cooper Kupp's going to get most of the action. Cooks and Robert Woods, I mean, to get 60 to 70 receptions, that's not that many in per game. I think Cooper Kupp is going to dominate the looks because of his route running ability.
Well, last year Cooper Kupp led the team in receptions with 62.
Yeah.
So
that's going to go up.
So that's what you're saying, though. There's going to be two guys around 60, and then Cooper Kupp's going to get more than them. I just don't see that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at their tight end position, they don't really have anybody that stands out, and I feel like that the three wide receivers. The third wide receiver is going to kind of fill in for that tight end, or the lack of tight end. So that's why I'm kind of thinking there's going to, if receptions are going to go around besides the running back, I think Cooper Kupp's going to fill into that, you know, tight end style of attention, to where he's going to get both three receiver sets and be on the field when typically you'd have an athletic tight end, which they don't really have. Okay.
Hey, I was actually wrong there. Todd Gurley led the team of receptions with 64. But okay, hey, moving on. The team I have finishing second in the division is the Arizona Cardinals. I have them going 9-7. You know, they were kind of a throwaway season last year with their quarterback getting hurt and their stud running back getting hurt in the first game of the year. They still battled back and had some nice games last year. But what do you have the Cardinals at?
I have them also at 9-7.
Okay, so you're the same. Looking at that quarterback situation, they signed Sam Bradford for $20 million, which I think kind of shocked a lot of people. As last year, remember, he started the year for Minnesota, throwing for 346 yards, three touchdowns, no picks, and then the next game was out just because he had some knee soreness, and then he just missed the entire rest of the season, never really injuring himself, but just not being healthy enough to play. They draft Josh Rosen, trade up to draft him in the first round, a number 10 pick. What do you think about the quarterback situation?
Well, and they also have Napoleon Dynamite on their roster too. So if Rosen's not ready to go, Mike Glennon, the Red Rifle, can step in, and I think he'll be able to hold the spot until Josh Rosen's available. I think it's a good quarterback room. Sam Bradford, when he's out there, he's fantastic. So he just has to stay out there. So I wouldn't draft any one of them other than Sam in the like in a late round, very late round, because you know, it's possible he'll catch fire in the first 4 weeks, but that's about it.
Okay. Larry Fitzgerald has the number one spot sealed up, but for the number two receiver, it's very crowded there. You have Chad Williams, second-year receiver. You got the rookie Christian Kirk. They signed Bryce Butler, and then J.J. Nelson is still there from last year. Do you like any of those guys going into this year?
No. Last year, we actually liked some of those other receivers on that roster. This year, I do not. I'm not crazy about any of them. Christian Kirk would be great, you know, in a keeper league to, if you can get him for a buck. But the other one, I don't feel comfortable with at this point.
Okay. All right. Hey, moving on to the team I have placed in third. That's the San Francisco 49ers. They, you know, traded for Mr. America, Jimmy Garoppolo. He comes in and they bench him for a while. Finally, he gets into some games and wins the last five games for him. He looked okay, very good in some spots. Yeah, I have them going 8-8. What do you have for the Niners?
I have them at a duplicating 6-10 record.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're a team that, you know, I may be a little bit high on them. I just think it, and that's not all because of Jimmy Garoppolo. I think their defense has some young talent, and I think they added a lot of good skill position players too. I wouldn't be surprised, yeah, if they are 4-12 or 6-10 this year, but maybe next year is when they start making the leap.
Yeah, and that's kind of my theory too. Is, you know, I think that there's, as much as they'd like to say we're not in a rebuilding year, yeah, you kind of are, because, you know, it's the first off season with the quarterback, and you're putting in pieces that may or may not work. So,
okay. All right. So Jimmy Garoppolo, the player we already talked about, in his five starts, here were his fantasy finishes: 29th, 24th, 16th, 11th, 4th, and 11th. So the last 3 weeks, he was a quarterback number one. Mm-hmm. He was not a touchdown heavy quarterback. He only threw two touchdowns in the last two games of the year. The first four, though, he was 1 or 0. You know, what do you think is the ceiling for him?
Well, what do we have him? We had him like in the top 15.
We did not. He was right on the fringe. We talked about him as another relevant player, but
he's not a top 10 quarterback. And if he gets in the top 15, I would say that's about as good as it gets for him right now. He doesn't have. I mean, when you take a glance at his targets, they don't look, you know, comfortable. You don't say, wow, I think he has a chance to really light it up. I think a lot of things have to happen for them. Good fortune for that to go his way and have him look any better.
Okay. And the only other player I want to talk about on this team is Pierre Garçon. Last year he played 8 games before he had a pretty devastating neck injury. He was on pace for exactly 80 catches and 1,000 yards. He didn't have any touchdowns last year, although he wasn't working with the best of quarterbacks. It was Hoyer and then C.J. Beathard.
Right.
He's never a touchdown guy. He is a PPR guy. He may still be holding on to that number one position, working with the best quarterback he's had in a while. So what do you think for Pierre Garçon?
I think reception wise, you're right on. He's 32 years old and coming off an injury. So, you know, assuming all that goes well, then, you know, he could be their best player for fantasy, but, you know, still, you know, that's not that great. That's not very comfortable. So if he's your fourth receiver, that's probably pretty good.
Okay. All right. Hey, moving on. The team I have in fourth in this division is the Seattle Seahawks at 7-9. I just think they've just been bleeding players left and right. Their defense is going to be a shell of itself, I think. They lose Jimmy Graham. They lose Paul Richardson. Their running backs were awful. At least they addressed that in the draft. They still have who I believe is going to be one of the best fantasy quarterbacks in Russell Wilson. But 7-9, Kirk, what do you think?
Well, based on everything you said, I think they'll be 12-4.
All right. Why in the world would they be 12-4? Because that would be the best. You only have one other team in the NFL at 12-4, and that's the Patriots. So you're having them as either the first or second best team in the NFL.
Yeah, when I look at this team, I have never figured out why they've been so good in the past, and so this year I'm going and doing reverse. Saying, well, they have the best quarterback in fantasy. They drafted a running back. I do like Doug Baldwin. I do like Tyler Lockett. I think their defense will be a lot better than the expectation because they're going to be younger and have less attitude on it. They have a guy with one arm, or one hand at least. So I think that's going to make an immediate impact.
Okay. All right.
So I think the age and the youth will, because they still have a lot of good pieces left on defense that I think is going to allow them to win some games. And then I think Russell Wilson is going to have an MVP caliber season.
Okay. So let's talk about Tyler Lockett. This will be his fourth year. He is looking to be the number two right now.
Right.
He's always been a 40 to 50 catch guy, kind of 500 to 600 yards. You think he can rise above that this year?
I do. I think that this year will be a very positive year for him. I would think his targets will get up into the 80s or 90s. And I think he'll, cause he does have that big playability. So I think this will be a year where he gets more involved in the offense.
All right. Very good. So the only other player I want to talk is their new rookie running back, Rashad Penny. So they shocked a lot of people by picking him in the first round. I don't think a lot of people had him slated that high. Right now in fantasy drafts, he is going as the 9th pick in the 3rd round. How do you feel about that? And that is assuming it's a 12-team league, PPR leagues, he's going.
In the 3rd round, that does seem a little high.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah.
I mean, in a redraft or in a keeper league, that's a little different. But in a snake, I would feel like there's got to be more options available, unless you got a run on running backs and you really need one.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to be good, and I think he's gonna be, you know, a solid starter. But I still think that's too high.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they have Chris Carson, I guess, who had some nice games last year. They have, I guess CJ Proce, JD McKissick, who may take over as the third down backs. But yeah, he is going as this Rashad Penny, the 17th overall running back taken right now at this point.
Yeah, so. And not that this is like set in stone, but right now they set, they have Mike Davis and Chris Carson as their starters. So
yeah,
I'm not totally set on that, obviously, but yeah, right. Chris Carson, I think they called him an athletic freak at one time.
Oh, just like Stephen Michael or whatever his name was.
Christian Michael. Yeah.
Just like him.
Yeah. All freaky, all athletic freaks.
Yeah. So good combine guy. All right. Yeah. Well, hey, that's our wrap up of the NFC West. Again, I have the Rams winning the division at 9-7, and then it going the Cardinals, Niners, and Seahawks. Kirk, you have the Seahawks winning the division,
mm-hmm.
and then it going Rams, Cardinals, and then Niners bringing up the rear. So what we're going to do now is just go through our playoff predictions. I will start with my, so Kirk, what we'll do is just go through the wild card round, who we have winning each game, and then we'll move on to, and then I'll go, and then you go, and then we'll move on to the divisional round, and then so on and so forth. So
okay.
For my playoff picture, the way I have the AFC is I have Pittsburgh as the number one seed, New England number two, the Los Angeles Chargers 3, Jacksonville 4, Denver 5, and Houston 6. So with the wild card round, I have Houston playing at the Chargers. I have the Chargers advancing easily over Houston. And then I have Denver going to Jacksonville and beating the Jaguars in the wild card round.
Wow.
Yeah. So moving on to the NFC, I have the Vikings as the number one seed, New Orleans number two, the Eagles number three, the Rams number four, Green Bay number five, and Atlanta at number six. I have Philadelphia hosting the Falcons and advancing past the Falcons. Mm-hmm. And then I have Green Bay going to Los Angeles and beating the Rams. So that is what I've got.
Okay. Do you want me to do mine?
Do you want to do yours or do you want me to do yours?
I can do mine.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. AFC, I have New England number one, Pittsburgh number two, Jacksonville number three, Chargers number four, Houston number five, and Baltimore number six. So the way it's slotted, Baltimore will be at Jacksonville and Houston will be at LA. I have the Jaguars holding home court and beating the Baltimore Ravens. And then I have the LA Chargers also holding home court and beating the Houston Texans.
Okay.
I have, in a shocker, Seattle number one, Philly number two, Minnesota number three, New Orleans number four, Green Bay number five, and the Rams number six. So my first round looks like the Rams at Minnesota. I have the Rams taking that game.
Wow.
Yeah, beating the Minnesota Vikings. And then I have Green Bay at New Orleans, and I have New Orleans winning that game.
Wow. Okay. Very good. So moving on to the wild card round, I have L.A. Chargers at New England, and I, in a huge upset, I have the Chargers beating the Patriots in New England, and advancing to the AFC Championship.
Okay.
I would have the Broncos at Pittsburgh, and I have Pittsburgh advancing past Denver.
Okay.
Green Bay at Minnesota, I have the Vikings winning there. And then I have Philadelphia at New Orleans, and I have New Orleans advancing past Philadelphia. So my AFC champion would be the Chargers at Pittsburgh, and it would be New Orleans at Minnesota.
Okay. Well, I have Pittsburgh hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Rams visiting the New England Patriots.
Nope, that would be the Chargers.
Yep, that's what I said. The Chargers.
Virginia Beach.
And I also have the Chargers taking that game. And
oh,
I have the Pittsburgh Steelers taking that game. So I have Pittsburgh against LA.
Wow.
In my NFC, Seattle would host the Rams. I have the Rams winning that game.
Okay.
And I have Philly hosting New Orleans, and I have Philly winning that game.
Philly over New Orleans.
Yeah, ooh. So I have Pittsburgh hosting L.A., and I have the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the St. Louis Rams.
All right. Well, big shocker here. I have Pittsburgh holding home court and advancing past the Chargers. And in an upset, I have New Orleans advancing past Minnesota. So my Super Bowl would be Pittsburgh versus New Orleans. Kirk, what do you got?
I also have the Steelers winning their game, and I have the Rams winning their game. So I have Pittsburgh against the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl, which because of this prediction, I know it will not happen, and I'm very happy about that.
So, yeah, how cool would that be, Le'Veon Bell versus Todd Gurley? It'd be a fantasy player's wet dream.
Hey, we are only like, I think it's 3 years, maybe four years away from ESPN and NFL Network talking about the demise of the running back and how it's just gone away and it's running back by committee. And I think you can just plug anybody in there. If this would happen, this would be an absolute reaffirmation of the running back position.
Okay. I'll tell you, so for this game, for the Super Bowl, again, Pittsburgh and New Orleans, I've been waffling on this, but I am going, as a fan, I willed the Steelers to victory. So I have the Steelers winning their 7th Super Bowl championship.
And just to make sure this doesn't happen, I also have the Steelers winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, and just to clarify, for all the people who want to, you know, all the call-ins that we'll get, what is your favorite NFL team?
The Cleveland Browns.
And their rival is?
Every team, because they lose to every team. But right now, their biggest rival, in theory, is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. So, yeah, I didn't want to pick them because I don't want to seem like a homer, but I do think that they have a 2-year window to where I did think that they were the best team in the AFC last year. Obviously, they didn't play like it when it counted, but I think they have the talent to do it. So we'll see.
And commercially, this will be great because they'll have a crippled Ryan Shazier. They're cheering them on, and he shall leaves in a Super Bowl victory this year.
Maybe he'll come out on the field. Maybe he'll be back ready in time for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I doubt that.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Well, hey, good stuff. We made it through all the divisions.
Yeah, that was painful.
All right. Hey, we've got a great episode lined up for the next one. Nobody's going to want to miss that. It is Kirk's favorite game to play when he was a teenager. It's going to be the episode Would You Rather.
Oh, I thought it was Spin the Bottle.
Spin the Yeah. Truth or Dare.
Truth. Would you rather?
I dare you to spin the bottle.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, good job. That's all I've got for the Fancy Boys. We are signing off
and fading out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.